Continuing on, that was pattern A. Pattern B is, it looks similar, but the intervals are different. So you have, this is column one, row five. You have 3, 1, and 6, and then flat 7, 9, and 5. The top three strings, right? Yeah, so I'll play bass line 3, 4. So it's quite easy. And how do you get that? It's just because all those intervals fit, you know? Right? And it's an easy pattern. Now, if you took that same pattern to the E shape, the pattern looks a little different. It's on, like, the 1, 3, and 6 is on strings. It goes XX. 10, 9, 10.
Can I answer a question?
Yeah. So we did this pattern on the top three strings. And that the classic famous example of that is Miles Davis. Freddy Freeloader, it's called. But now take it to this E shape. This is similar to the ninth chord we did above. But you're going to leave out the third. So we're at column 1, line,
okay,
row 5, and your fret numbers are XX 10, 9, 10. Yes, that plus a whole step down. Yeah. Actually, you know what a famous example I just thought of is in that for whatever song from Steely Dan, you might think of the title. I can't think of the title just yet, but it goes.
It's Deacon Blues.
There you go, Deacon Blues. So that's how common this stuff is. So I added a root on top, which is C, the 8th fret, top string. 8th fret. Yeah. Here's our famous example. Hang on one second. In B flat, so you're going to take the same spiel down a whole step from where you were in C. This is Miles Davis, Freddy Freeloader. See how that fits? Right? And then, interestingly enough, when he goes to the 4 chord, the E flat, it goes, and that's this, on the very same, so on the very same diagram, when the root changes from B flat to E flat, which is at string 5 fret 6, do it with me, play an E flat, and then do this bit, you know, based off that E flat that it. So we're at column 1, row 6, row 5. And then do your 1, 3, 6 to, but on the top three strings. Yeah. And then go back to the original thing you just did in B flat. So that song has both of these in it. So now I'm going to give you the fret numbers for the B flat. Stop. It's a XX 6 5 6 X. No, my bad. XX 8 7 8 X. 8 7 8. So XX from the bottom. XX 8 7 8. Strings 4, 3, and 2. Just watch.
That's 8, 7, 8.
Though. But you're doing the wrong set of strings. There you go. Yeah. So that's off the B flat. And then when it goes to the 4 chord, they just simply take it up. It would be frets 8 and 7. 8 and 6. Yes, that's it. So that's how you play that. It has both of these in one song. Back to B flat. Nice job. We'll worry about the rest of it later, but you can hear that, right? So one more time, play that along with the... Play along. Now go to E flat. Now back to B flat. That's cool. And then then the rest is something. Alright, so we're almost done. That's pattern B. Pattern C is when you do triads. You just do a triad. We're back in the key of C now. Triad is 1, 3, and 5. So X, 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 fret 5, 5, 3 is the 1, 3, 5 of a C chord. So hang in there. You go. So the fret numbers, X, watch, X, 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 5, 5, 3. Good, that's a C chord, the triad. Right?
When you keep saying triad, what does that mean?
It's just the 1, 3, 5 of a chord without any doubling. So when you do like a big fat C chord at the third fret, do it with me. Like a big old bar chord. You have two roots, you have two fifths. You don't think about all that. You just lay your hand down and play it. But a triad is just one of each. There's no doubling.
Oh, okay.
That's all that means. And so why am I bringing this up? This is easy to do. If you bring that down a whole step, it's easy to do over a C7.
I was just going to ask if there's, because there's six notes, but there's six strings. So you got to imagine there'd be six notes in a bar chord.
Right, correct. So try taking that.
Well, actually,
this is as opposed to a minor triad, which is a 1 flat 3 5.
What about the flat 7 that we're playing?
That would be a 7th chord. So I'm just talking basic triad, basic 3 note. Triads are just 1 3 5. 7th chords are 1 3 5 7s. So just
so why are we playing the flat 7? Sorry, I'm just
we've been playing the flat 7 all. No, it's fine. We've been playing the flat 7 all along because it's understood that you can use any of these over a 7th chord. That's the reason. It's like we are given the context already. Okay. When you just see C in a book and you do C7 or any of this stuff, you better make sure that the funkiness is going to fit, you know. And sometimes we do it. Can I just digress here? Yeah, the other day we played at the Corny Children's Center, which we occasionally play at. And it's only 45 minutes and, it's just fun. And so you take a kid's song and you can... what did we play the other day? You didn't ask for this, but careful what questions you ask. So here's a digression for you. No, but when my son was little, we used to listen to... All right, you really want a digression? We used to listen to Miss Kitty. And whenever her voice came on, he was transfixed, dude. He used to stop what he was doing and just stand in front of the speaker for, long periods of time. And finally, I wrote to Miss Kitty. She lived in California. And she was older. Her kids were already grown by that point. And she wrote me a letter back and stamped it with the little cat paw thing. It was very cute. We put it on the wall. Huh. And my son loved it. But she had a great voice, dude. So, but she used to do the kids' songs that were funked up, So, just give me a kid's, And then... funked up like that somehow. I think I'm exaggerating. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't this funky, but you got my point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can do it. Yeah, but it just has to fit the context. But if you're told it's a 7, C7, you could do it all day,
Okay.
Because in the kids' song, it's just C. Because if you're doing Let It Be, like a very pretty... Of course you're not going to play. I mean, maybe at the end for a laugh. We do that at the end of songs.
Yeah.
Sometimes in jazz, you just add a little...
Right.
Like, you'll have a song, it'll be like a... notes at the end just to throw a little grit in the the overly pretty thing. You put a little fly in the ointment just for a laugh. But anyway, told you I would digress. Going back to this pattern C, just take a C triad and bring it down a whole step back and forth. Yeah, let's put out the bass and drums. So you'll play like. Even though it didn't ask for a B flat triad, you can stick it in because the intervals on that triad are, as it shows here, flat 7 and 9 and 4, or which are all intervals we've been using so far. Cool, make sense? Taking that same triad and moving it down a whole step can also be done on strings 4, 3, and 2. So it'll be XX 10, 9, 8, and then bring it down. Yeah, same business. Names, but sometimes it's useful. That's a C over B flat,
right?
Or B flat over C, rather. That second chord.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Looking, moving on to where it says Wait, other.
It's a B flat over C.
Well, like when you have this triad, it's C.
Yeah.
But then if you move down and the bass stays the same, it's B flat / C.
That's right.
And then these last possibilities are any other triad. We just randomly had this shape and we moved that down. But any triad you could do that with. So I just presented you with other triads. And this may be. More than time allows, but like this C triad XX555, just do it with me. Can also be taken down a whole step. And I didn't write that here, but I'm just introducing you to it, so try it. You know, once you see the triad, that's a whole nother study we'll do someday. So don't worry about this part. This is what's to come. This is coming attractions, okay? Alright, so that's that. I also presented you with some, like you were just doing up here at the 8th fret, this triad on the middle three strings.
Okay.
You could also do it on the upper three strings where it's 3, 5, and 1. Do it with me. So it's like a big old E chord, but only strings 3, 2, and 1. Good, and then you can move that down a whole step as well. And that brings us to the last one. Shape. We saw it earlier. If you bring a D shape chord all the way to fret 12, so the frets are XXX 12, 13, 12, and bring that one up down a whole step, that's the final one on the sheet. Oh, actually, no, there's one more. Almost the final one. Hang in there, we're almost done.
How is this all working? I don't understand.
In the previous example, in column 2, row 5, the first thing we did was take this 1-3-5 down a whole step, and I'm simply showing you can do that with any triad. So maybe you're not ready for this part, but that like any place where you can find a 1-3-5, you can do that. Well, and I wouldn't worry about this until you get triads. We'll do triads as a thing.
I thought the 1-3-5 was up here.
Like you can, it's different orders. You could have 3-5-1. I mean 1-3-5. You could have 3-5-1, or in this case, it's 5-1-3. So
okay.
There's three sets on each string. Just humor me and do it, because we're almost done. I just want you to hear it. Good. And then this other one that's circled is the 1-5-3 on strings on the middle. So this last one that we're going to do is XX 14, 12, 13X.
Right.
Hold that. And bring, yeah. You got all kinds of